bad pitches and let the Irish in and sharpen up and Boozy blowed his tongue. Nights on the road, he led a bachelor's life with a bright short blade of a shooting star. But he soaked some homeless, yeah, 4-1 game when the ball was dead and the fence is far. They get down and let him weigh you down. In July 1903, he was hitting 333. For him, that was a little bit under par. On the second, he jumped the team and jumped the train from Detroit to New York. Went straight for the dining car. He was boozing it up, could they say? Laughing, cursing, shouting, generally Delahanting in the bar. And for the Ontario, he got bumped from the train. Went out on the International Bridge, but he didn't get too far. Big Ed, don't let him weigh you down. Big Ed, don't let us weigh you down. Said he'd seen a man ended up with his bowler hat. Heard a splash, but he didn't see it fall. For a week, no one heard a clue of him. What could it do to question death when it makes it a bad call? But I don't think he killed himself. I think some strange notion drew him to Niagara Falls. Cross the great curve of day and night, like the perfect arch of a high fly ball. Big Ed, don't let him weigh you down. Big Ed, don't let us weigh you down. Don't let us weigh you down, Big Ed. Big Ed Delahanty. People waited 105 years for somebody to write a song about him.
And that was like the longest 105 years of my life.
You mean the last 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.